The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. We're back at 8 a.m. The Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. For those of you who want to chime in and keep us on the air, we appreciate that because that's how we do it. And then, of course, you know, we have dignitaries and people on that we've talked to multiple times, people running for office, people who ran for office that didn't make it, former governors who wanted to be governors, we thought should have been governors. Now we have on the horn with us, and you can watch him streaming live, this handsome guy. He's a U.S. Army veteran running for election to the 10th Congressional District U.S. House of Representatives. Jared Lovelace is with us. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave. Great to be here.
And thanks for your service. The Republican primary is coming up in Texas on March 5th. So one of the reasons why we're having you on now, obviously, because this is about 30 days out. And so I bet you're doing a lot of door knocking and handshaking now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We are super busy. Every day is a grind. We're on the streets. We're putting up signs. We're talking to folks. There is nothing that we're not doing with our time right now.
For sure. And, you know, I know that you have to understand something. Jared Lovelace earned a highly selective commission as an infantry officer in the U.S. Army, serving in the 25th Infantry and later in the 11th Airborne Division at Fort Wainwright, Alaska. Fort Wainwright. Wow. A little chilly up there. 42 riflemen. You led a platoon of 42 riflemen and ranked as the top infantry officer in your battalion, promoted to captain. So, aye, aye, captain. It's all good. It's all good. So now you're out shaking hands and doing what we need to do here to make things happening, but you're facing somebody that has been in office too long in my book. But again, this is something you have to convince the voters on, that you need to get Michael McCaul out, because this guy, I guess, has been referred to as a neocon deep state congressman. We kind of classically call them rhinos.
Yeah.
What say you to all this?
So when I was finishing up my service in the Army, I knew that I wanted to be more involved in our political process, because as a commissioned officer, I wasn't allowed to have like a very public political profile or opinion. And so I kind of had to sit there up in Alaska during the COVID-19 pandemic, watching the mandates go on. Watching things kind of, you know, fall apart, watching deficit spending continue to increase. And I knew that we have to mobilize as a people to do something about it. And so I decided to get out, and I wanted to go get involved in our local county down here in LaGrange, Texas. And when I started getting involved, I kept hearing people complain about our current representative. And I started asking around, well, who's going to challenge him in the primary? I mean, because somebody's going to challenge him, right? Well, nobody's going to challenge him. Nobody's challenged him in the last few elections because he's got too much money. He's just so entrenched. So nobody steps up to do it. And my infantry officer mindset, you know, if I'm not fighting uphill, I guess I'm not really in a real fight. You know, I wasn't planning on it, but here we are. Now we're running against him because we feel like it's the right thing to do. We cannot continue to allow these 20-year, and I'm talking about Republicans right now, too, like our 20-year Republican congressman to continue to serve term after term without getting results.
Well, you know that they're all self-serving, and, you know, we can only hope. And this is the one thing. I've got books up here on my shelf by Whitney Webb. This is what they do to people in Congress. They blackmail them. They put them in compromising positions. They get the goods on them. They dig up the skeletons in their closet, and they make them vote the way they want them to vote. I mean, is this where Michael McCaul is right now, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know anything about Michael McCaul's personal life, so I won't say anything about that. But that's the system overall, the establishment, like we like to refer to. That is the characteristic of the establishment. You show up as a freshman congressman on day one. You might have the best of intentions. You just won a really tough race, probably grassroots style, like I'm doing right now. And you get into Congress, then you realize how what the party rules are and how things work, who has power, who has influence. And now show up, if you have any expectation of longevity or career accolades or chairmanships or the best committee assignments, you are incentivized by those rules, those insider rules, right? And you're no longer now, you got PAC money coming in, lobbyists are talking to you, you're trying to position yourself for better seats down the road. Like there's all this stuff that's all self-interest based. The people who get kicked to the curb are the voters who put them there, you know? And so the hypothesis that I'm testing right now is I want to be a grassroots candidate that can run style, not with a ton of money, you know, and I'm young, I'm in the middle of my working life. I'm not rich. I don't have millions of dollars just stacked away that allow me to just like throw whatever I want at this. Right. But my hypothesis is that I want to be able to run in, get results, and then leave with my integrity intact, having my incentives aligned with the people's. And that's why I'm publicly promising I'm not going to serve longer than four terms as a representative in the House, because I don't want to be leveraged on day one when I show up. My goal isn't to glory for myself. It's to honestly just represent the people that put me there. And I'm not really concerned with my career, really. Like this is truly out of my own heart. Like I want to serve. That's what it is for me. And I feel like the only way to protect that, not have the expectation of longevity when I show up. That's the only way to keep my incentives aligned with the people. Because I know that I'm a man. I am fallible just as anyone else. So I'm trying to put safeguards in place that, you know, I can push back against the system.
So would you align yourself with the Freedom Caucus if you get in there? Because everybody's always looking at the stink the Freedom Caucus makes. I'm talking about Boebert and Green and everybody else that's aligned with that. Where do you see your career, if you were able to get to D.C., where do you see yourself aligning with as far as the party goes?
So the Freedom Caucus, there's a lot of values there that I align with for sure. And probably the biggest one is fiscal accountability. My generation is going to be the one that starts paying in terms of money, right? But in terms of freedom for our pending national debt disaster, right? I'm 30 years old. When I'm 70, like, this is going to be a totally different country. And, you know, Social Security is not going to be there for me. That's for sure. You know, and so fiscal accountability is really, really important to me, because there's not a lot of people in Congress who have the courage to make some tough calls and make some changes now. You're the future of our country, not just immediate gains for themselves right now. Right. And so fiscal accountability is huge. And I am one of those folks that is totally willing to shut down the government if that's what it takes to balance the budget. And is it going to happen maybe in one budget cycle? Maybe not. Maybe it won't happen in one, but we have got to start moving in the opposite direction. So I'm not gonna vote for any budget that doesn't at least reduce the deficit by 10%. And you know, we have to start making some moves on that. And so yeah, I absolutely have the courage to make some enemies and not be popular, and you know, probably be targeted by the rest of the party as well, because enough's enough. And it is unconstitutional what Congress continues to do with our spending. It is irresponsible. If you can't balance your own checkbook, you shouldn't be balancing the finances of the entire nation.
Agreed. Now, this is the thing with you bring up the party and the Republican Party and making enemies and whatnot. I mean, it's real easy to do if you vote in the wrong direction, because all your comrades in Congress are going to be coming to you asking you to, you know, ante up and help the effort. The thing is how in your own district in the state of Texas, because I know how hard knocking things can get out there. How is the Republican Party, the electorate out there, the people, the delegates, the people you talk to, the movers and shakers, how are they treating your candidacy?
So voters are very excited to have someone else in the race because, like I said earlier, generally this guy runs unopposed. And so voters are very, very excited to at least have a choice, you know, so that's one good thing. Right. Now, grassroots level, you know, the voters who show up to the town halls and the candidate forums and who are, you know, mostly engaged, very actively engaged in their community. When I go and speak at these town halls and these forums, typically I walk away with 90% of the support afterwards. You know, people, the most active and engaged voters in our district are ready for change, and they deeply resonate with my message. So the message has been validated there. The biggest challenge is reaching informed voters without having as much money that my opponent has, right? So that's where the door knocking comes in, the mailers, getting on the radio, doing things like this. That we're trying to reach as many of those less informed voters as possible that are still going to show up on primary day to vote. Now that this question, I think, is twofold too. That those are voters, right? Now, those are what you might call like the elite class in Texas in general. You know, elected officials at the state level, big donors. Michael McCall is a deeply entrenched, very influential, very connected in DC, and so there's not a lot of people who are willing to break ranks with him. Crappy startup guy who doesn't have as much money, and by the world's calculation, like that's not a good enough chance to win, right? But at the end of the day, I'm calling a bluff on that because voters are smarter than we sometimes give them credit for. You know, we politics is all about consumer marketing and getting your name and your face out there on TV ads and radio ads and everywhere. So that when people show up to the ballot box, they like a robot, just like, oh yeah, I remember that name. I'm going to vote for it. You know, and that might be how it is for some of it. Right. But people think a little bit more than that. And so I'm not totally writing off the people as brainless dimwits who can be programmed through consumer marketing. Right. And we're doing our best to market our name. So there's at least name recognition. People know who we are, but so political elites not really breaking ranks with Michael McCall because there's too much of a political risk for them, which, I mean, it is what it is. You know, that's the establishment we're fighting against.
Well, and how big is the 10th congressional district?
It's massive. It stretches from Houston to the west side of Austin. It doesn't encompass Austin as a whole. The center of Austin is obviously very blue, and it's this district's been perfectly gerrymandered to keep Michael McCall in the district too. That's why it stretches around to the west side of Austin. But and then it goes up to College Station, Madisonville. So from end to end, depending on, you know, traffic, you could be driving 3 to 4 hours.
So you're on I-10 basically. That's I-10, and yep. Then you go into Austin. Dripping Springs, is that in your district as well?
Dripping Springs is not quite in it, no.
Not quite in it, yeah, because they've got this We the People have a huge contingent that meets at the One Shot Distillery where the trucker convoy went through, and nobody's reached out to you from the trucker convoy to express their sentiments or anything about what's going on at the border. Obviously, this is something of your concern because you're very close.
Yeah, exactly. No, they haven't reached out to me yet, but the border – another thing, the border is not a new issue. There's a lot of news coverage right now, and it is worse than it's been before because of the Biden administration, right? This has been an issue for decades. So what I ask the people is, we've had some Republicans in Congress for decades and decades. You know, what results have we gotten from representation over the last 20 years? If this is still such an issue that one administration can undo it. We couldn't even undo Obamacare in one administration. How did the border unravel itself so quickly after the 2020 election? And that's a popular thing to talk about. Paul was not concerned with the border at all to this primary race kicking off around January, December, right? And his entire attention was on Biden's globalist agenda overseas with Ukraine, trying to get Ukraine funding, and Now the border's an issue because that's what voters actually care about. And so what we see is congressmen getting on TV and saying all the right things to get the votes right now because they can reach the voters because they can get on Fox News, you know. But as soon as it's over, their priorities are going to shine through very fast, I think.
So you're going to get on Fox News? Are we going to see you on Fox?
Yeah, we're working it. Yeah, we're working it. We'll see if it happens.
That's good. I appreciate that. And so these are the things, folks. You know, Jared Lovelace is a seventh generation working class Texan Eagle Scout veteran, husband and father. He studied Middle East studies at Arabic at Brigham Young University. He's proficient in English, German and Arabic. Ja, sprechen Sie Deutsch. Arabic, I just never wanted to mess with. I don't know what it is, but just never wanted to go there. But anyway, I mean, that's pretty cool that you can do that. That would give you some value. But here's the problem: when you get the rank and file out there and your name can't get on every billboard on US 77 and, you know, in and out of your territory and all around Austin, because, you know, the bigger problem with these politicians, especially ones running for Congress, US, is they know where the voters are, the bulk of the voters, and that's where their campaign money is going, is all around Austin. I used to be I was a press secretary for a U.S. congressional candidate before, so I know how this works. You focus on the big city, and then the little guy out in the country feels like, you know, so it's a good thing you're doing these town hall meetings, but I think a lot of your focus, are you going to be spending that in South Austin and various places, trying to get the electorate there to pay attention to what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much strategy right now, just because I got,
you don't want the other side to.
The other side's got a lot of people watching me right now. Every event
I bet
show
they
up,
do.
They send somebody to everything, you know, and so I'm running this like a guerrilla warfare, you know, small special forces group commander type style. Like we're doing a lot of damage with a little bit of resources, and we can move fast. We can move. We can move efficiently. And there's no stone that we're leaving unturned, per se. We're in Austin, west off at Lake Travis areas, where the bulk of the voters are. There's a little bit in North Austin. College Station and Bryan are two also major population centers as far as voters are. We know where the voters are, and we're using a multifaceted approach to. Right. So that it's not just one touch point that someone might have with the campaign, but multiple. Right. And so we know the vote count we need to get to. And we don't have any expectations of getting 100% of the vote. Right. So we're being very strategic about where we apply our limited resources and our limited funds, time being the most valuable resource at this point. Right. And then money on top of that. So, yeah, there's a lot of analysis, a lot of strategy that's going into this. We're definitely on the map. And I should note that Congressman McCaul hasn't showed up to a single candidate forum or town hall since we kicked this thing off. So
he's never debated you, has he?
No.
His
strategy is to not even acknowledge my existence because, the moment he does, then, you know, he's going to, you know, my name is going to be out there. So he is doing everything he can to not even acknowledge me, which – you know, that's his strategy, his calculus. But at the end of the day, what's upsetting to me is the fact that, like, the voters are showing up to these town halls and these candidate forums and understanding that, like, you know, you're going to be caught up in D.C. for a lot of time. Right. But the weeks that I know that he's not on the House floor, he's not with voters. He's throwing, you know, he's going to visit the big donors, right, that are in Austin or wherever else. You know, those are the people that he's spending his time with. He doesn't like the field questions. I've had several counties tell me that when he shows up, he won't open it to the public. The town halls they're only for elected officials, you know, and, you know, people generally aren't, unless you're going to DC and, like, you know, barricading yourself in his office, you're probably not going to see him as a voter. So,
wow. That's sad.
And that's why, like, I don't know anything about his personal life, but what I'm seeing is a disregard and a disrespect for the Texas voter in District 10. And so, you know, that needs to change, because this role, this elected position as a U.S. representative, a special person. Okay, it makes you accountable to the people that put you there, and there is a certain level of respect and dignity that you need to carry. that you can't just hide behind TV screens and never go see your district. So that's what I'm challenging here.
All right. Makes sense. Well, that's crazy. Has the Texit movement reached out to you yet?
No, they haven't reached out to me personally. Some folks have asked me about it. I'm not ready to give up on the United States of America. I don't think we're there yet. And at the end of the day, if Texas were to Texit, half the state's still blue. Like, there's not a big enough margin yet, you know, red to blue. It's changed a lot in the last 20 years. And so I don't think a lot of the same problems that Texas is angry about right now, I don't know that Texas is actually going to solve those. So I didn't actually deploy. I didn't go into combat, right? But I trained for it. And, you know, I'm very proud to have worn the flag on my shoulder. And Texans, we create a lot of patriotism in this country. And so we are, in a sense, leaders in this country. We lead by example, right? And I think leaving just shows that we're too willing to quit. And I'm not a quitter, and the Army didn't teach me to quit. And this country is worth fighting for. And so that's kind of where I stand on the Texit movement right now. Understanding that the federal government's failing us in a lot of ways, right? And I'm totally all for Abbott pushing back, suing the federal government for just things that just don't make sense. Like, I think that there should be pushback from Texas right now, but the push and pull between federal and states' rights, I think, is kind of a healthy, right? That it's going to be an ongoing thing. But yeah, what we're seeing right now is a failure on the federal government's part to protect our southern border.
Well, at least you recognize that, because, you know, we're all sitting there wondering why it took Abbott 3 years to do something about it. All of a sudden, oh, it's an election year, so I guess I should back on the border now.
Like I said, the border is not a new issue, right? It's just popular to talk about right now, you know, so there could always be more that's done. But at the end of the day, like, Texas has to stand up for its safety, right? And that's what the tanks are rolling across the southern border. Yeah, Texas absolutely would have every right to, like, fight those tanks off, right?
And they sure would.
Anyway, so, I mean, as an infantry officer, you know, we think about the defense, and there's multiple layers of defense, right? It's not just a barbed wire fence. You know, there are defense in depth. You got to be able to maneuver on the defense. You know, there's overlapping sectors of fire and stuff. Now, I'm not trying to say that we need to be, well, honestly, yeah, like, military strategy, military thinking going into defending the border, I think would be very useful at this point in time.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's just not a lot there. So
what do you think about the border wall? Do you support it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, we need obstacles. There can't just be one either. There's got to be multiple obstacles.
Yep. Well, this thing all got to change. The deportations, you know, I mean, that's why everybody wants Trump back in, because we had it good back then. And now a lot of people, including independents and Democrats, are starting to realize it. And we hope that your base, you know, extends out that far into the Democratic. There are just a lot of people in Texas and other states, too, because of the nature of the calls that we've had here on the show. That people are just really, really frustrated with the way things are going right now. They don't like rhinos. They don't like people that basically say one thing and do just the opposite and vote just the opposite because they have some political goal to achieve while they're there. You know, then they go home to their district and brag about it. And I've been warning these people on the radio that, you know, you are going to answer to your voters one way, shape or form. And you're going to find it very unpleasant if this country starts to slide deeper than it already is. And we can't save it. If they keep this Democratic base in power, we're in trouble.
Yep. And that's why it's so important during this primary to put the right people on the red side of the ticket.
We appreciate you, Jared Lovelace. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck March 5th. Get out there and vote, folks. That's the most important thing. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Good luck, sir.
Thank you. Jared2024.com.
Right. There you go. Jared2024.com. And he's got YouTube videos and everything else on there, folks, which is good because I watched him. You can watch him. It's painless. JARED2024.com. All right. We appreciate that. We've got a few minutes to cover some other ground here. In the meantime, any callers still holding out there? Because I know Brady likes to hold. Brady's not holding. All right.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay. What'd you think about Jared? Did you like his MO?
Excellent. Definitely got my vote. you know, I was researching Shelby Park, Texas Eagle Pass Park there. And do you know the history of General Shelby, the Confederate soldier who never surrendered to the Yankees and then took the flag of the Confederates and sunk it in the Rio Grande before he went into Mexico? And he was actually given land in Mexico by the Emperor Maximilian Number One, who was installed by the French. 2 years later, Maximilian was executed by the Mexican, and then Shelby returned back to the United States and then was appointed Sheriff of the West of the Missouri there. He was known as the Sheriff of the West of the Missouri. And it's funny, now you have the immigrants crossing over the Rio now and putting headstones up of all the immigrants that died crossing the Rio. And I give Greg Abbott a lot of credit because that park was named after Shelby and all the Confederate soldiers there that made a last stand against the Union soldiers coming after them. And there's no way you're going to be putting Mexican gravestones in Shelby Park. I stand with Abbott on that. Thank God that guy has enough balls to stand up to the United Nations. Again, who is bringing all them buses? Who is paying all them people? Why isn't anybody getting arrested? Maybe we should start with George Soros and his son. That would be a good spot. Number two, Barack Obama. Number three, Mayorkas. Number four, Gutierrez. Number five, NATO. Number six, the UN. And let's keep going.
Yeah, it goes right down the list, and we're all being attacked. And like I said, I brought this up before about the idea that, you know, we the people might have to take matters into our own hands at some point in time in the future if we're going to survive. You know, so what do you call that? You know, is that vigilantism or what? I mean, there are people right now that are looking at this thing and they're stockpiling food, guns, and ammo for a reason. So, you know, that conversation has to enter into people's minds, Brady. Appreciate your call. We have a new study out, by the way, as long as you're going to stay healthy here. What we tell you on the show is for informational purposes only. It's part of our news source. The news cycle comes out with stuff on vitamin D a lot. I don't think that it's, you know, something that your physician would argue with you on. This is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional, if you trust them. But, you know, what they're studying right now with vitamin D, because we only have a minute before the break here, is that, you know, vitamin D is not a one-size-fits-all. There is a new research out saying vitamin D deficiency. They're talking right now that maybe 8,000 IU is probably going to be the norm for most Americans. Some need less, some need more. It's not a one-size-fits-all dose. So it's according to patient needs, and the personalized treatment dosing range could be anywhere from 800 to 2,000 IU or more. Depends on how much you need. We have OptiVita Vitamin D 800 IU 60 count at the Power Mall. For those of you that want to go shop there, we have more messages. Then we're going to talk about what happened with these sleep apnea machines. And, oh, looks like there's a big lawsuit coming up, maybe. Maybe not. Oh, that would be weight loss drugs. Oh, we got to get into that here in a minute. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. USCoinCapital.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are. We got two different health announcements here to make. The FDA has recalled Philips breathing devices. These are the sleep apnea machines used to treat sleep apnea, which they say may be linked to hundreds of deaths. Since April of 21, the FDA has gotten more than 116,000 medical device reports, including 561 reports of deaths associated with foam breaking down in the Philips Respironics ventilators. The BiPAP sleep therapy devices, the CPAP machines, they were included in a major recall announced mid-21. So apparently a wide range of injuries has been reported, including cancer, pneumonia, asthma, infection, headache, cough, difficulty breathing, dizziness, nodules, and chest pains. Wow. Different way to deal with snoring and stuff. That's what people do with CPAP machines, right? Now we get 55 lawsuits that look like they've all been put into a class. On Friday, a U.S. judicial panel ruled the various cases against the pharma companies Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly be centralized into a single multi-district litigation. Now, these MDLs get really crazy. The cases were filed against three Novo Nordisk products, Ozempic, Wegovy, and Rybelsus, and two from Eli Lilly, Trulicity and Mounjaro. These products are GLP-1 receptor agonists, RA drugs, prescribed for treating type 2 diabetes to help contain or certain obese or overweight individuals and help them lose weight. The plaintiffs allege they suffered gastrointestinal injuries due to using these drugs, including gastroparesis, which is a condition in which a person's stomach does not empty properly. Oh, okay. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Welcome to Big Pharma. That's our world. You know, that's why there's other more natural ways to treat cancer and various other things. That's why you had Megan Smith on. That's why you talked about the Rife machine, folks. They have settings for type 2 diabetes. You know, what are you waiting for? Power Mall's open. 877-817-9829. That's how you support us. And, you know, you want to find out about the Rife machine, you know, you can call that number. Talk to Jay. You can go to the website, thepowermall.com, and look it up. There's literally thousands of frequencies for different combinations, ways to tune up your meridian. I use it every night. Sleep on a mat. In fact, I actually felt a little tingle where the upper frequencies, because that's where you actually feel more of the frequencies when it gets up in the higher ranges. That means they're doing some good. If you're feeling it, means it's working. An American couple has sued Google Maps. Oh, wow. Deadly directions. They got them for negligence. That's what they were suing over. An LA couple. Now, this is a thing that bothers me. You're from Los Angeles. Now, most people, they look at people from California, especially our listening audience, and they're thinking, oh, well, they're from a blue state. That means they must be, you see, we all make these suppositions, right? The Daily Express reports that Jason and Catherine Zolatz filed a lawsuit in California Superior Court on Tuesday, alleging Google Maps led them into a Nyanga neighborhood of Cape Town, South Africa, where they were violently attacked. They were driving to the airport to return their rental car. The app directed them into the Hell Run, a stretch of congested highway where armed gangs routinely target tourists in rental cars. Oh, my gosh. According to the lawsuit, locals and officials have warned Google about the attacks in Nyanga and attempted to get the company to stop routing people through there. But according to the Zoladzes, who were set upon by gunmen after Google Maps led them into the neighborhood last October, the assailants surrounded the couple's car, smashed the driver's side window, pulled Jason and Catherine from the vehicle. The men then fired several gunshots, brutally beat Jason, and made off with the couple's cash, credit cards, and cell phones. Jason was left unconscious with severe facial injuries that required reconstructive surgery and left him with four metal plates in his jaw. And he continues to suffer from pain, numbness, and mobility issues. You know, the attack could have been prevented, they say, if Google had heeded the warnings about the deadly risk sending tourists through the Nyanga area. I got to ask the question, why are people still going to South Africa? What is it about there that is it because they think that they're not going to get harmed? They're invincible. No, nothing's going to happen to us. We don't care. We just go on about our daily lives and whatever and ignore what's going on, really. Yeah. Elon Musk, oh, we told you about Tesla's stock dropping 11%. Well, guess what? Tesla is recalling 2.2 million vehicles sold in the U.S. because some of their warning lights on the instrument panel are too small, according to documents posted by the NHTSA. AP is reporting the latest recall covers a wide range of models over the past decade, including the Model S, X, 3, and Y. Well, that, you know, and the Cybertruck. Yep, it's going to be a software update. It's already started rolling out over the air to vehicles. So Tesla's going to mail letters notifying owners of the recall starting the end of March. Geoengineering Watch. Oh, by the way, the phone lines are open if you want to chime in, 844-769-2944. Have some time to take your call. Let us know what's going on in your world. According to Dane Wigington, we've got an imminent deluge on the Southern California, potentially catastrophic storm. A manipulated atmospheric flow of moisture is scheduled for southwestern U.S. During the same span of time and beyond, the eastern half of the U.S. is scheduled for an extended period of record high temperatures again. The Great Lakes region is the bullseye zone of the big winter warm-up. Wildfires are ranging from South America to South Africa. Even Canada's record firestorms of 2023 are not yet completely extinguished, though it's the middle of winter. Global conflicts, chaos, carnage continue to escalate in lockstep with unfolding planetary ecological collapse. And through it all, the dimming of our skies gets worse by the day. How long till impact at full velocity? This according to Dane Wigington in his latest article, available at Geoengineering Watch. And we also have it on the email blast for those of you who want to dial it up. There is a University of Michigan-led international study that has found fruits and vegetables grown in urban farms and gardens have a carbon footprint that is on average 6 times greater than conventionally grown produce. However, a few city-grown crops equaled or outperformed conventional ag under certain conditions. Tomatoes grown in the soil of open-air urban plots had a lower carbon intensity than tomatoes grown in conventional greenhouses. While emissions difference between conventional and urban agricultural vanished for air-freighted crops like asparagus. Huh. Well, this is what they're trying to do. And it makes you wonder about the nutritional value since our bodies are made up of carbon. Hello? All right. So, you know, it's this is a University of Michigan study. All right. Gotta love it. Kevin, you're calling back. Always welcome to the show. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. This is good news. I told you over a couple months ago once I had tickets to the Shen Yun performance.
Oh, Shen Yun, yeah.
Yeah, I took my son and two grandchildren, teenagers, to see that last week in Pittsburgh. I got to recommend that anybody that has that coming to a town near them to go there. It's a spiritual uplift you can't even describe. They're just fabulous. Those are performers, vocalists, pianists, and their MCs, a couple of Chinese people, a man and a woman. And it is absolutely a spiritual uplift. It'll just invigorate your life. And I would like, you know, just recommend that if people search out Shen Yun and see if it's coming to an area near them.
For sure. Well, the Epic Times carries a lot of that.
Yeah, and then they did make it a political thing too. They had one act where the ruler was making people bow down to his picture, and just the truth of what, you know, people rebelling can do. So, well, thanks, Dave.
I appreciate that Kevin.
For good news.
Yep, thanks for the recommendation and the good news. We always appreciate that. By the way, in our email blast, for those of you who are interested, there's 5 tips for a bee-friendly yard to help save the bees. Whether it's honeybees, bumblebees, mason bees, or other native bees, we need our bees. So they have what they call CCD or colony collapse disorder, and varroa mites continue to take a toll on honeybees. And so we've included 5 different tips to make your yard bee friendly. That's provided, you know, see me, I'm allergic to bee stings. I have a real problem with that. Hello, EpiPen. So anyway, that's one of the reasons why, you know, many of us that have the ability would get a big interest out of that article. Eric in Missouri, you want to chime in again? Go ahead.
Yeah, people just don't carry maps anymore. My brother came down to visit, and he was trying to see my mother. He had to go through some blacktops, but he didn't know that this bridge was out. So he tried, his phone took him this way and that way. And I mean, he's from Missouri, so he didn't even have a map and really went out of his way. And he's an electrical engineer, so I don't know why that would – I don't even think some people know how to read a map. But, hey, why didn't you ask that guy running for office if he was aware of this state citizenship versus U.S. citizenship? We need to figure that out.
Yeah, I know. And that's, see, one of the things when you're talking about somebody that's running in the mainstream, which this is, they don't pay a whole lot of attention to that kind of stuff, Eric.
Okay. Hey, on your Rife machine, can you program that Rife machine? Like, hold the Rager Clark had like a, she called, I don't know, a zapper or something. You could hook up to like a cutting board or something, and you can put your meat on that, and it would kill the, she said, the parasites in it. Does your
that's the thing. It's interesting that there is a setting for parasites, and Helga Clark, there is settings by her on the Rife machine. And I know that you can probably put your dog on there. So, you know, Eric, you would be the first to actually, and I wouldn't just set your steak on the on there. I would actually put a piece of like Saran wrap on the mat and then put the steak on there and zap it for a bit. You know, like when you're bringing it out of the freezer and you're trying to thaw it down to room temperature before you cook it. And I would just leave it there for a few hours on the Rife machine on the parasite setting and see what happens.
Wouldn't the plastic be like an insulator though?
Well, see, the thing is, most people, what they usually encourage you to do is to, because of the fact that the frequencies are so intense, to put like a sheet in between you and the mat. And so the thing is that if you use the mat and you, I mean, it's washable, but I don't really think that you want to put a piece of raw meat right directly on the mat. And I'm not sure what else you could put on there to insulate it, to keep water and stuff off of it. Because, you know, you put a steak on there, moisture is going to get in the mat, and we wouldn't want to do that. So, you know, you can try that.
Okay, what about that professional level? What's the difference? What's the difference there? And is there an advantage to that versus just the cheaper one?
With the V2 and the V3, the V3 is the more advanced one that allows you more frequency availability and more ways to program with more available channels. That's the difference. And, you know, what I did when I found out the V3 was available, I actually made contact and they actually traded me out the V2 for the V3, actually with no charge. So I'm a big fan of the V3. I've been using it for 3 years, Eric.
All right. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Carolyn in Washington, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. As a follow-up on the Rife machine, because it's quite expensive, at least for me, is there any way that you could have or ask people to call in with their testimonials so we can hear the different things going on, like what this previous caller just talked about, and just testimonials?
Well, yeah, we can. And those of you who are getting the Rife machine for the first time or have used it, besides my testimony, I can tell you that this definitely works. People that have skin disorders and stuff like that, I've seen some incredible results. And the thing is, with the Rife machine, obviously, you know, that's one of the things that we could probably post online, too, for those of you that have access to the website. For those of you that want to write us in at support at the Power Hour and let us know, we certainly can post that on the page that you go to view on the Power Mall. That would be, you know, of course, we welcome the calls to the show, too. So
that would be wonderful. Yeah,
we had Megan. You bet, Carolyn. We had Megan Smith on the show who talked about that. And that's what brought up the Rife machine in the first place. And Megan's got a lot of different people that she talks to. So we're going to try to reach back out to her again. I've got her number. We're going to try to reach back out to her again and see whether we can talk further about the Rife machine. That would probably be a good thing. And maybe she's got some input. So we appreciate that, Carolyn. Thanks so much. Now, I want to get into something that is a bit disconcerting. And this is under cancel culture. I mean, the in case you missed it category, there's a lot of stuff there that we are just, because of time, we're not going to be able to cover it. I've got 7 minutes left of the show. But I really want to get into this story on cancel culture, because this is really going to get your goat. You're going to wonder if you think that we're going to hell in a handbasket now. Oh, I mean, you heard Jared Lovelace just talk about the fact that he's 30 years old, and by the time he's 70, where's this country going to be at? Oh, my God. Well, this fits right in line with that. Wait till you hear this story. You know where all these people are going? The younger generation is going to TikTok. They're gravitating stupidly toward this online app in their phones. And we have a woman named Eliza. She has a moniker on TikTok, supposedly a system. Supposedly a system. She got on there and complained about having to work 40 hours a week. That video went mega viral with millions of views all over social media. She says it's impossible to enjoy life while working 40 hours in order to pay the rent. She wrote in the video, how do people manage to enjoy life while working full time? So I work 40 hours a week so I can have a two-bedroom apartment and an extra $300 a month, she says. Like, it doesn't cover my phone, internet, food, you know. So not only do I have any extra money, but just working makes me so exhausted I don't have time either, she continues. Like, I get off work at 5:30, come home. I'm just so tired. Sounds like a valley girl, doesn't it? Like, oh, I just broke a nail. You know, I'm so tired. Like, anything I need to do outside of work, and then I just push off to the weekend, and then I'm like too tired to do this after work, so I wait until Saturday. So then I end up with so much to do on the weekends, it ends up having to be split between 2 days. I don't get a day off. I don't get a day to relax. Wah, wah, wah. I don't get to decompress. I don't know what to do. I'm not made for this. I don't have the money, the time, or the energy to enjoy my life outside of work, and I don't know what to do about it anymore. You know, I'm so tired. Wow. Reactions on social media were varied, with some supporting her assertions as a symptom of modern life, while others mocked and ridiculed her for her complaints about working normal hours. Oh, yeah. Matt Walsh even responded. He said, honestly, boggles my mind that so many people think 40 hours of work a week is a lot. That leaves you at least 5 or 6 waking hours a day during the week to yourself and 2 full days on the weekend. How much more free time do you really think you should have? According to Matt Walsh. Stop blaming these kids for unrealistic expectations and blame the parents who clearly didn't prepare them for adulthood, read one response. Another one wrote, imagine how tired the people that have been working for the past 20, 30, 40 years are right now. No one gave a shit about us. We raise our families and keep working, read another response. Others criticized people on the right for their mockery of the video. Marlo Slayback, I've said it before and I'll say it again. This is another young woman describing a crisis of meaning, and right-wingers jeering at her have lost the plot. If you're a conservative dunking on this woman, you're misapprehending what this is about. It's not about spoiled, whiny Gen Z or whatever. It's about a crisis of the meaning in post-Christian West and the hollowing out of our civilization by feminism, liberalism, and secularism, replied writer John Daniel Davidson. The mix of supported and critical responses led to one version of the video garnering over 14 million views on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, alone. The original video garnered 590,000 views on TikTok. Then when it got to X, 14 million views. She responded, of course, Eliza had to respond in a separate video to people criticizing her. I feel sorry for you. Really? Eliza, you know, I'm going to have to think here that maybe your situation, you weren't brought up to adjust to what we the people face. It's called reality, Eliza. Welcome to our world. We worked hard for what we got and we didn't complain. Yeah, I know the back probably was a little sore. That's why we got a Rife machine. That's why we take supplements. That's why we stay healthy. You know, maybe you need to go see a therapist and sort things out, Eliza. You think that would be a good thing? I mean, if you're having that much trouble and you're crying on camera, saying you're so tired, you know, there must be something going on in your life that we don't know about. 40-hour work week. I mean, hell, if you're self-employed, you're working well more than 40 hours a week. Oh, take it from me. I spend a lot of time out there writing pleadings for court cases. Takes up my Sundays, all my days off, because people are hurting. Okay? So, you know, that's my payback. Pay it forward, right? So we got to get a grip on stuff here, folks. We've also got an article on the Supreme Court giving the government the green light to obstruct citizens from voting at polling places based on the content of their speech on clothing. So don't wear that MAGA hat or a Taylor Swift T-shirt or other apparel that could be perceived by a poll worker as sending a political message. You're liable to get banned and prosecuted. Wow. I also have a big article on why my dog is twitching in their sleep. Amazing how that works. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis has been subpoenaed by a subcommittee, a House committee. Trump's federal election trial has been postponed indefinitely by Judge Tanya Chutkan. Federal appeals court has halted the Florida ban on property buying by the Chinese. Carl Weathers, remember him? Rocky, he passed away at 76 over the weekend. What can I say? World is crazy, and here we are. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and information for you. Here in the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Stand up and be counted, America. Do something productive. Love thy neighbor as thyself. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.